This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 1374. Honestly, these are band nine synonyms.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you'll get loads of synonyms for the word honestly, which is way overused by IELTS candidates. You'll learn both formal and informal phrases and hear sample answers using this new vocab. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Not gonna lie, Aubrey, but today's episode is amazing.
Frankly, this is a fantastic episode, and I cannot wait for everything you guys are gonna learn.
But truthfully, though, this is a great vocabulary episode for you guys. So, everyone, if you have been practicing for IELTS for a while and you've looked at some sample answers and you've looked at some vocab, you know that you need to introduce your ideas with transition phrases. And there's one transition phrase that is way overused, and that is honestly. And it doesn't always fit. And I hear students say it way too often.
Yes, we got a question about this, and that was my first thought as well. I'll hear students say, honestly, my favorite color is blue. So then I'm like, that doesn't really make sense. That's not something you need to be honest about, right? So it's a little
it's
tricky.
Like, you wouldn't lie about your favorite color. Like, why would you be honest about your favorite color? Like, it really doesn't make any sense. These phrases, guys, we're going to give you synonyms, both formal and informal, for this word, honestly. But keep in mind, guys, these are only to introduce real opinions that maybe people might disagree with or opinions on topics that people do have a lot of different opinions about, right? So think about those factors, because that's a good example. Like, nobody's going to have an opinion about your favorite color, right? Like, you don't have to say honestly.
Exactly. Yes. And be sure to stay to the end because we are going to share 2 sample answers when these are appropriate, because you do need linking phrases. So these are linking phrases that are great for the exam. You just have to be a little thoughtful about when they make sense and be careful not to overuse them.
Exactly. Exactly. So we will give you the synonyms. And then at the end, guys, we will give you a part 1 and a part 3 sample answer using today's synonyms. All right. Let's talk about the formal ones first. Oh, actually, we need to read the question. Aubrey, can you read the question from our YouTube subscriber?
Yes. It said, hi, I'm wondering if you could make a podcast about the synonyms of honestly. And if I use this word repeatedly, like 2 or 3 times, would it affect my score? Thank you. Nice. Love you.
Thank you. Love you. If guys, if any of you comment on anything we do, please say thank you. Thank you, love you at the end.
Love you too. You're welcome.
So much love. It's so fun. Okay. So let's answer these questions here. First of all, Aubrey, if a student says honestly twice on a speaking exam, in a whole speaking exam, says honestly twice, and then says honestly, like, what if someone says it 3 times? Do you think that's bad for the score?
The only reason that's It's not going to really affect your score to repeat a word twice, maybe even three times throughout the entire speaking exam.
Right.
But there are so many options that this word in particular might sort of be a red flag for an examiner because they know there are probably 15 other ways to say this. So if you're 100%. Saying the word honestly over and over, that really is a sign for the examiner that your vocabulary is very limited.
100%. That's exactly right on. And here's the thing, you're not giving your opinion in every single answer. You know what I mean? So let's say there are a total of 5 questions throughout the whole exam where they're directly asking you for your opinion, right? Combining part 1 and part 2, 5 questions in total where you have to directly give your opinion. If you say honestly to introduce 3 out of 5 opinions, that's really bad, you know? So yeah, I mean, a couple times, I guess it's okay. It's fine. It's not terrible. You won't get a 5 for vocabulary because of that. But this is an extremely common word, so it's already not great. And repeating anything is not great. So let's get to the synonyms. This first synonym for honestly, I love, it's actually my favorite. Just to say frankly or to be frank. It's not super common, but I love this. It is very formal.
Yes, it is quite formal. So I would reserve it for part 3,
yes.
But very impressive. If I hear a student use this, I'm immediately ooh, bonus points. That's the thing. You're wasting opportunities if you say honestly multiple times when there are these words that can actually boost your vocabulary score because they're so much more unique.
I love how we talk about that on this show, guys. We really help you to find the opportunities. There's so much, there's so many missed opportunities in your speaking answers. If you're not including adverbs, if you're not including interesting adjectives, those are all missed opportunities that you could easily take advantage of, and it will increase your score right away, just like today's examples.
Exactly. Yes. And the second one is just in all honesty. It means the exact same thing, but you're switching it up. Now you're using a chunk that's a little less common.
Totally. Yeah. In all honesty is a lot better than honestly. And I think this is semi-formal, this could be used in part 1. I think, again, not for color, cause that's not an opinion, but if the question is about preference, do you prefer working out alone or working out in a group of people? Be like, in all honesty, I actually just like exercising by myself. That's perfect.
Yes, what a great example. You could definitely use this anywhere on part 1, part 2, part 3, as well as these next few as well to say to be truthful or to be honest. These are also semi-formal where you could use them anywhere on the exam.
And truthfully, right?
Yes.
I mean, that also fits there. So frankly, I would reserve for part 3, but all the rest of these could be used anywhere. Again, so far, in all honesty, truthfully, to be truthful and to be honest. Okay. And then the formal ones, frankly, and to be frank. All right. So those are all the formal ones. Let's talk about the informal ways we can say honestly.
All right. Awesome.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, this first one is so fun. It has some slang in there, right? This is so good. If I'm being straight up, or if I'm being straight up with you, or if I'm being straight up right now,
Be straight up. Yeah, there's a lot of options. But when you say straight up, that means honest, but it's much more slangy. We're going to use this on part 1. And this, you're really getting that variety of vocabulary with quite a bit more informal slang. That's a good boost for your vocab score too.
And actually, it sort of has an extra connotation. It, besides just I'm going to tell you the truth, it's also I am going to be direct directly truthful right now. You know, that's what to be straight up is. And then the next one, guys, before we get to those sample answers, the next informal one, which I don't know why, but it's making me giggle today. And I love this phrase a lot. Not gonna lie. So this is so slangy, wonderful, natural, native. Instead of saying like, I am not going to lie to you right now when I say this, right? We don't say that. We say, not gonna lie, I love super gory horror movies.
Nice. And as you can hear with Jessica's intonation, this phrase is going to push you to use interesting intonation. It will sound strange if you just use a monotone. So remember that, right? It's an interesting phrase. You know, it means like, I wouldn't lie to you about this. Not going to lie. And then you're going to share something that's a little surprising.
Exactly. I was going to say that. It is usually used with stuff that's a little bit surprising, right? Mm-hmm. This is great. Now, this isn't for IELTS, but just quickly, because we do have non-IELTS listeners out there. I love this phrase to talk about stuff that you really love or really don't like if it is surprising. So if you're talking to your friends and be like, and your friends say, oh my gosh, that movie was terrible. I don't like that actress. You could be like, not gonna lie, I really loved it. So if you're like contradicting someone, right? And it's a surprise, this is a great phrase.
Absolutely. All right, let's do a couple of sample answers.
Cool.
Do you wanna ask me a part one first, Jessica?
I would love nothing more than to ask you a part one. Okay, not gonna lie, I love asking you part one questions. Okay, here it is. Do you prefer watching sports or playing sports?
Oh, if I'm going to be straight up, I hate watching sports. Not going to lie, I would much rather be playing any sport than watching it on TV, especially like golf. How boring is golf? On TV, the worst. But even in person, I always, if I'm watching sports, I'm just anxious, feeling like I'd rather be out there.
Nice. Golf is the worst to watch.
Especially on TV.
Oh my gosh, why?
No.
My mom and stepdad watch golf all, if they're not golfing, they're watching golf.
I don't understand.
Like, you can't see the ball. Like, what?
I can't see the ball. Yeah, I don't get it. Granted, I'm not good at it. I don't play it. So I'm not able to like appreciate the swing and whatever. And so that's part of the problem. But I feel like even people who love to play golf, I still find it shocking that they would enjoy watching it on TV.
But that's a good point, though. I really only enjoy watching sports that I played, right?
True.
Like, that's pretty much all that I want to watch. Okay, anyway, ask me a formal part three question, please.
All right. Do you think that healthcare should be free for everyone?
Frankly, yes, 100% it should be free for everyone. In all honesty, I live in a first world country and we are among the worst as far as providing healthcare for their citizens and making sure that their citizens are healthy, productive members of society, both physically and mentally. And to be truthful, I do think mental health should be included in healthcare, right? So yes, free healthcare should be provided for everyone.
Amazing. As you guys can see, all of these are very versatile. You can use these all over the speaking exam, except the one Jessica used there. Frankly, to be frank, like we said, this one's quite a bit more formal. It would have sounded strange on a part one if I'm like, frankly, I prefer watching sports because it's just not heavy enough of a topic. That feels too informal for something so casual.
True. Okay, fantastic, guys. So to summarize, a formal words for honestly, frankly, to be frank, in all honesty, to be honest, truthfully, to be truthful. And then what were the delightful informal ways to say honestly?
Yes, if I'm being straight up or I'm gonna be straight up, to be straight up, all of these chunks with being straight up and then not gonna lie. So fun.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us today. Remember that we do have an online course designed by me with my examiner experience. So check it out at allearsenglish.com/keys. All right, sweet. I will see you next week, Aubrey.
Awesome. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.